Hello, and welcome to the Heavenbound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. And Roger, I appreciate having you back in the studio. It is good to have you back. We appreciate very much Brent stepping in and filling your shoes, but we hope you're glad to be back as well.
I am, and I miss this. We've been doing this for a while now, and it's good. We were off for some personal things, but it's good to be back, and I appreciate it so much. Let me take you down a road of just your imagination for a little bit, and then that's going to lead to what we're going to talk about today. Imagine it's Halloween time, and your little boy puts on a red cape, and he grabs his little bag to go trick-or-treating, and for the next couple hours, he believes he's Superman. As he's walking down a sidewalk with you, he extends his arms as if he's flying, but he's not really Superman, but he thinks he is. Then let's imagine we're sitting, pre-COVID, of course, in a high school auditorium. And a high school student is on stage, and in his hand he has a plastic skull. And for the next hour and a half, he pretends he is Hamlet. Now, you and I know he's not Hamlet, but he's playing that role. Or we can watch a movie, and we may know the actor's name. But for the next couple hours, this actor is pretending to be someone else. We see and understand those roles quite a bit. Now, we build a bridge and we come to the New Testament. And multiple verses, and we'll look at a few of them here in just a moment, in the New Testament that tells us to be like Jesus. Let's just start with a couple of these. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, the apostle says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son." And then he would write to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, "My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you." And so what we want to do is we want to introduce a new series that we're going to be doing. And what does it mean to be like Jesus? That's what we want to talk about. If Jesus was here today, what would he look like? And we're not talking about how tall he was and the color of his hair and what style clothing he would wear. We're talking about what does it look like to be Jesus in the year 2021. And particularly what we want to look at and talk about this morning or this day as we do this podcast is it possible, is it even possible for you to be like Jesus?
Yeah, I think it's important to pose that question, is it possible? Because a lot of people maybe have reached the point where they're just not sure. I mean, Jesus lived a long time ago. We live in a sometimes very discouraging world that can wear us down, and maybe you're at a point where you seriously wonder, is it possible? Now, I would lovingly but urgently push back on that and say it's not only possible, in fact, it's built into what it means to be a disciple. And that is the New Testament word that we often run across when it comes to this idea of being like Jesus. When we think of a disciple, maybe the first thing we think of is being a learner. If you're following along with our daily Bible reading schedule, you know that yesterday we were in Mark chapter 2, and we heard about a variety of different disciples. We heard crowds say, well, John has his disciples, and the Pharisees have their disciples. Jesus, why don't your disciples do X, Y, and Z? At the most fundamental level, a disciple is a learner. But it doesn't take very much reading in the Gospels, especially to figure out that disciples were expected to do more than learn, right? They were more than students. They were followers. You go back in John's Gospel and the wedding at Cana, for instance, when Jesus turns water to wine, you read about how at the end of that narrative, many of Jesus' disciples believed in him. They see certain things. They've heard him say things, but now they're seeing him do these incredible things, and we want to know more. We want to follow you wherever you're going to go.
And I think, Jason, for a lot of folks, you know, being like Jesus simply means sitting in the pew on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And they don't see a connection between Sunday and Monday. And what happens Monday is Monday because Monday is Monday, and Sunday stays where it's at, Monday stays where it's at. And they don't see that I am to be like Jesus everywhere I go. Now, that's going to affect my attitude. That's going to affect my choice of clothing. It's going to affect the words I use, what I do for entertainment, to be like Jesus. Again, just some verses we know so well. Paul would say in the book of Galatians in chapter 2, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Well, what does that look like? And that's what we want to kind of talk about as we kind of go down this road and talk about the idea of being like Jesus.
Yeah, let me throw just one more in that mix. Luke chapter 6 and verse 40, I think, does the most succinct job of painting this picture for us, where Jesus himself says, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. And Roger, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's not only possible, but Jesus expects us to be like him. Now, the question is, all right, how do we make that a reality, and what's that going to look like in 2021?
And we need to be honest and understand that when we don't have that look, okay, we may be religious, we may say, we may go to church on Sunday, but when we're not acting like Jesus, it gives people just a warped view of what Christianity is, and it makes them wonder. Again, let's just throw out a couple more passages. And the New Testament is just filled with these examples. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 4, he says at the last verse, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Then he would say in chapter 5, immediately, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love just as Christ also loved you. And so there's that idea of Christ in me. I am to be like Jesus. And that's a strong, strong thought all through the New Testament. And so what we need to look at is it possible? And what does that look like for us today? And that's some things we're going to look at. So we're going to be using this concept on Fridays, and we're going to be talking about three main areas. And again, there are just layers and layers we could use to talk about this. But this coming Friday, we want to talk about being holy like Jesus is. Exactly what Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 1, to be holy like he is holy. Well, what does that look like in 2021? What does it look like when you're sitting at the office on a Monday? What does it look like when you're walking down a hallway of a high school or something? What does it look like to be holy today? Then, Lord willing, we're going to talk about faithfulness, how Jesus was faithful to his God. And what does that look like as we are to be faithful to God? And then we're going to talk about the compassion of Jesus. That's one of the things that just stands out in the Gospels. The disciples oftentimes couldn't understand why Jesus was in Samaria. Why is he talking to a leper? Why is he talking to a tax collector? Well, the answer to all that is because of the compassion of Jesus. So what does compassionate Jesus look like today? And that's going to be some things we're going to kind of look at.
Yeah, I'm reminded of an incredible chapter in John's Gospel, John chapter 6, where Jesus has large crowds following him, right? There are those who definitely are willing to show him a little bit of kindness and respect as he's, saying whatever he wants to say as long as he keeps feeding them, right? Jesus has performed this amazing miracle where he feeds miraculously thousands of people. But then he starts teaching them some hard things about self-denial, about following him in difficult circumstances, and challenging their conception of who the Messiah was going to be. And at the very end of that chapter, John tells us many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So we have some who had been learning from him, some who had even been following him, but they decided, you know what? No longer am I going to follow this Jesus. Now, Roger, you and I both have tragically known a variety of examples, men and women, young and old, who have come to that same conclusion. And so why don't we just camp there for a moment? Is it even possible in a year like 2021, other side of the world, to really be like Jesus in every sense of the word?
And I think the answer is absolutely yes. And that answer, okay, has a lot to do with how we perceive Jesus, our expectations. Are we expecting to be perfect? Are we expecting to be kind of like a monk walking around in a robe and just, you know, always frowning, always pointing our finger about everything that's wrong? Our image of Jesus is going to be a reflection of what we're going to build in our lives. And so that's where we have to begin with. We have to begin with what was Jesus like? What was he like then? What would he be like today? And that, of course, comes through a walk with the Gospels. As we see Jesus going to weddings. We see Jesus being around all kinds of people. We don't see Jesus being standoffish. We don't see Jesus always frowning and being against things. The children were brought to him. What a blessing that was. We see Jesus helping people. We see Jesus engaged in life. And so that perception we have of Jesus is what we're going to build our lives upon as we see that. And I think that's a powerful way to begin. I love Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I think this is a good jumping place to begin as we think about this idea of being like Jesus. We call this the Lord's invitation. Come to me, he says, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And there are really three action words that are built into that invitation. The first is to come. We've got to come to Jesus. We come to Jesus as we open up the Bible, open up our hearts. We find the compassion of Jesus. We see the gentleness of Jesus. We see the forgiving Jesus. The second action word that's found here is to take. We see these principles. They must become our principles. We must build them in our lives. And then the third action word here is to learn from me, learn from Jesus. That's how we become like Jesus. We got to come, we've got to take, we have to learn.
Yeah, and I think that is so valuable to reflect on when, even as we pose this question, is it possible to be like Jesus? Maybe the first thing that went through someone's mind as they're driving down the highway or on the treadmill, well, of course I can't be like him because he's deity. I'm not deity. He could turn water to wine. He could walk on the water. I can't do that. But you listen to those three action words that you just shared, Roger, from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus isn't asking us to perform a miracle. Jesus is not asking us to bear the weight of humanity's sins as the sacrifice for all of mankind. That ship has sailed for us, right? We are the sinners in need of a Savior. We are the transgressors in need of grace. And so there's a certain amount of humility here, obviously, that is built into the coming. I'm not going to come to him. I'm not going to submit to his training without humility. It reminds me of how he started the Sermon on the Mount, right? Being poor in spirit, mourning, recognizing my desperate need. But when I have that humility, now my heart is prepared, like you said, to hear this gracious invitation. He's asking me to come to him, to take from him, to learn from him. That gives him something, even in 2021, in my human heart, in any human heart, something to work with when we're willing to come to him on those terms.
And to what you said, he's not asking us to do the impossible.
Yeah.
He's not saying you have to be Tom Brady. Well, you know, we can't be Tom Brady, okay? We can stand in the football field all day long, throw a football, and some of us have the talent, some of us don't. And we may just go home saying, well, I can't do it, so I can't do it. So he's not asking us to do what we cannot do. The idea of coming and taking and learning is all within us. You're a young high school student. You can do that. You're a single mom. You can do that. You're a retired person. You can do that, because this is all within the makeup of how God has made us to be like this. And so when we talk about these attributes and these characteristics of Jesus, these are not things that only the elite will get to have. Only the few will get to have the privilege. The rest of us, well, we'll never be like Jesus. Not at all. You can be like Jesus. And that's where it begins, by believing that and knowing that's what God expects, and God thinks you can do that.
Yeah, he's not asking us to do the impossible. And to circle back to where you began, I think it's important to get out there. He's not asking us to pretend, right? This isn't the equivalent of the little boy running around in a red cape in his backyard, or the high school student pretending to be Hamlet. You listen to some of the language that Roger read earlier. He's telling us to be conformed to a new image, to allow something new to be formed in us, to become imitators of Christ. This is not pretending. This is not fake. This is acknowledging what has already been broken in me by my sin, but recognizing that someone very real is not only willing to help me pick up the pieces, but bring me into something that is world-changing and eternity-defining. That's really good news.
And that word be is so essential. We'll be talking about that this Friday when we talk about holiness. Peter will say, be holy. That's a lot different than just do holy stuff. You can do some holy stuff. That's exterior only, but your interior is not right. This is coming from the inside out. And so throughout the Gospels, what he's telling us is you're changing. You're no longer who you used to be. In Ephesians and the Colossians, it talk about the old man and the new man. It's not just the same guy just happens to go to church on Sunday now. Nothing else is different. He's the same guy. I think the same. I talk the same. Nothing's different. But on Sundays, you find me at the church house. This is not what we're talking about.
That's pretending.
Yeah, we're talking about a man who has changed. He's changed from the inside out. He thinks differently now. He sees things differently now. He's moving by a different operation now, different motives now. And what has happened is Christ is living in his heart. That's the key.
Yeah, it is absolutely possible. And we need help. We cannot do it on our own, right? And we're going to talk about that even more, Lord willing, this coming Friday. But Roger, as you think, maybe some closing words here about the goal of this little series. We're introducing it today. We've got three different Fridays left in the month of February. How would you put in just a sentence or two the goal of this series?
The goal really is not so much just to get more church members. It's not just to fill the church building. It's to change lives. And once a person is like Jesus, you know, just imagine, for instance, today, imagine when you went to work today, you look the same. You're the same on the outside. But imagine it was Jesus within you. How would you approach your coworkers differently? How would you handle stress differently? How about when you walked home today and you walked in through that house and it's you, but really it's Jesus in you? How would you be differently as a husband or a wife? How would you be differently as a parent? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the idea of a changed life that comes about when Christ lives in us.
Yeah, not just to be a learner, not even just to be a follower, but to be like Jesus in the world. He described that, of course, as being the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And I think we would all agree that our world needs more of that in 2021. I'm looking forward to that series. We hope that this Friday you'll tune in as we talk about being holy as Jesus is holy. But before we get there, Roger, of course, you have a study lined up for us this evening, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m.
Yes, we're trying to keep our rhythm of our midweek Bible studies. And so tonight at 7 o'clock, the video will be launched and available. We are looking at the life of Joseph, just kind of using that as a stepping stone to talk about how we rise and build, which is our theme this year. And our lesson for tonight takes us to dealing with a tainted past. All of us have a past. And not only have we done wrong, but wrong has been done to us. How do we deal with that? And we're really going to open up the door of forgiveness and talk about some things there. Love for you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock on our website.
We're looking forward to Sunday, of course, 9:30 a.m. We'll have in-person assemblies. We would love to have you join us in person each Sunday. I don't know how many in a row we have had fresh old faces, if that makes sense, faces that we haven't seen in the flesh in the auditorium for a good long time. That is one of the most encouraging parts of my week, to see those faces gradually coming back. We'll have in-person services, Lord willing, but if you're unable to join us, of course, you can tune into our live stream at charlestownroad.org or on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page. We're looking forward to a few good days together. Roger, as I mentioned, it's good to have you back. I appreciate you joining me today. We very much appreciate Brent pinch hitting last week, but we appreciate all of you for continuing to tune in and listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope that even our reflections today have helped you set your mind on things above, giving you a little more fuel for the journey. And we encourage you to always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.